71 verse 8, my mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. And all God's people said, amen. Well, happy Sunday. Yeah, the final Sunday of February 2016. Fred, how are you? Good to fellowship with you. Welcome to Sunday worship. Right here on Great News Radio. How are you? Joey Kroll with you. Go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee. Pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship and let's focus on Jesus. Yeah, this program, the heartbeat of Sunday worship is to prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And here's some great God-honoring music here from Women Together in Worship. You're so worthy of my praise. Right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. That's Women Together in Worship, and you are worthy of my praise. Hey, happy Sunday. Good to fellowship with you. It's Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. We had actually family come by this weekend, and yeah, I had a great opportunity to catch up and fellowship. In fact, my poor wife, she was stressing out, clean the house on Thursday and Friday just to make sure it was perfect. You know, I'll tell you what, it happens to every parent. Your first child leaves the nest to begin her first day of school. What will the future hold? And then the day comes when you watch your last child graduate from college again. What will the future hold? Well, friend, you and I both know life is filled with fearful moments that present questions for which we have no answers. But what the future holds is not really the question. What really matters is who holds the future. See, in the Bible, God promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. That promise and 1,000 others from his word gives us the answers to our questions about the future. So the next time you find yourself wondering what the future will hold, take a moment to fill your mind with God's promises and remember that you're not walking into the future alone.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Time favorite hymns right there, As the Deer, here on this edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hey, if you got some time today, this week, like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Hey, heard from some friends, Kurt and Deb, who listen to Sunday Worship. Last month, they heard the song Be Still and Know That I Am God from Stephen Curtis Chapman. And they dropped the note and they said, my wife, Deb, and I lost one of our sons shortly after Christmas. As we have been going through this grief, the Lord put this scripture in our hearts, and he quotes Psalm 46:10. He says, be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. This song that you play, Joey, really ministered to us in light of what's been going on in our life. Wow. You know, God is so good. He really is. Kurt and Deb, may God use this song to remind you today of his presence, his faithfulness, and his peace.
Be still and know that he is God. The noise and clamor cease. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is faithful.
Blessed be your glorious name.
Right, we're focusing our hearts and minds today on Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. And you know what? No one can add to it. No one can take away from it. And no one can stop its advance. What is this thing that I'm talking about? I'm talking about this thing called time. 24 hours a day, 168 hours per week, 8,760 hours per year, unless it's a leap year. That seems like a whole lot of time, don't it? Yet, how often do we say, I'm sorry, I'm just too busy. I don't have enough time. You know what, friend? We need to pray what a man in the Old Testament prayed in Psalm 90, verse 12. Lord, teach us to number our days. You know, friend, with God's help, we can live as a good steward of our time and enjoy a rich, abundant life.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
Soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping on the path. A stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave. Fulfillment of my
The tomb is still empty. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. That's Mark Bishop, and my name is Jesus, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll spending some time with you, and lots of great stuff coming up here in the next couple of days as we take a look at some of the events on the Great News Radio event calendar tonight. There's going to be a gospel sing with the Minister's Quartet in Bismarck, Illinois at 6:30. Now, if you're listening to this program in the evening, well, obviously that has already passed. But coming up on Saturday of next weekend, Community E-Free Church in Mahomet will be hosting a special daddy-daughter dance there at the church, 102 West Riverbend Boulevard in Mahomet. For more details on this or other events, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the tab that says events. Well, coming up tomorrow, of course, is, Monday, the last day of the month. Then March starts on Tuesday. Hey, tomorrow morning, as you begin a brand new day, brand new week, be sure to tune in to Mark and Friends tomorrow morning to help you get through your Monday, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, friend, until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Go out and enjoy the rest of your weekend.